You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Ministry of Māori Development in conjunction with suicide prevention groups have released their last round of videos called Out in the Open. The videos urge young Māori to speak openly about their struggles with mental health and reinforce the importance of taking suicidal feelings seriously. Our reporter, Christy, spoke to the Māori Party co-leader, Marama Fox, about where the program started and what she hopes will be achieved.
When I came into the Māori Party, I realised that we were allowed to punt up some bids to the government for areas that we think needed addressing. And then they came back and said, you can only do one. And when they said, you can only do one, I said, well, gee, that makes the choice very easy. It better be to save our young people's lives. And I put up a bid for suicide prevention. Now, the government at the time had spent $64 million on suicide prevention and it hadn't made a difference. And so I wanted to be able to get a small bid for $2 million that could be directed through TPK for three key reasons. That was rangatahi-led programs with their voice all over it. So what they tell us that they need and what they tell us that they want and them leading it. And also kaupapa Māori-driven with a special connection to our rainbow youth, our LGBTQI community. So we had had a national suicide prevention hui for young people. It was run by young people. Young people from across the country came, and these were the three key things that they said they needed. And so that pūtea was directed for that purpose, and people were able to tender for it. So one of the tenders included developing videos for young people that they can share easily across social media. And so you can watch those videos on YouTube. If you go YouTube and search hashtag out in the open, it just helps young people start to talk about it. One of the issues about high suicide rates is a real lack of emotional intelligence and emotional literacy. Our young men are told to harden up, you know, so they don't know how to express themselves emotionally when they are upset, concerned, feeling low, and they bottle it up, and it comes out in a couple of ways. One, after bottling it up, it can come out in anger and violence and fighting, or, as we know, the highest rates of youth suicide in New Zealand are by Māori and predominantly by young Māori males. And so we really need to grow this pedagogy of emotional intelligence. These videos that can be shared easily across social media platforms have been developed from youth, by youth, with their voice, and with the support of Te Reo Matatini. And it helps people have the conversations. One of the things we did in Wairarapa when we had a huge spat of youth suicide, we had one youth suicide a month for 8 months in a small little town of 25,000 population, all of them Māori. And then we had one a week for 4 weeks, and then we had two in 1 week, and we said, this has to stop. And all the other things we'd tried hadn't worked. And so we promoted an idea called Wairarapa Unplugged, where one night a week we turned off the devices, which is weird because we asked you to look at these videos, but we turned off the devices and we actually sit down and talk to each other, play board games, teach your kids how to play euchre, so that you develop an easy flow of conversation. So when young people are hurting and they don't know how to express themselves, they can feel a safe haven with their loved ones to be able to talk. And so these videos, if they watch them and it sparks something in them that they think they need to talk about, hopefully it will encourage them to reach out and speak with their whānau or their friends or a trusted adult who can help guide them through the emotions that they're feeling, because suicide really, really is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. If we can help our young people realise that these are temporary issues that will go away with the right support, you can overcome them, then we can start to put a dent in those figures.
And do you think right now with the projects that we have in the budget, are we doing enough?
Well, I can't control the entire budget. I can only control what we were able to get. And we had $2 million spent back in 2015, which has gone out over the last 2 years. We now have $2 million a year for the next 4 years and $8 million. Now, these projects went to grassroots organisations. 28, I thought it was 38 different organisations who tendered for the money to do what they believed was needed in the area, driven by the voice of our youth. So in Gisborne, for example, they too put out a video resource and a booklet that is going to all high schools in the area that talks about the struggle of our rainbow youth and dealing with their own sexuality at a time of heightened emotional turmoil for going through puberty, and also dealing with school and everything else and how that affected them. Speaking from their heart, they also tell the background of the struggle for marriage equality and homosexual law reform in New Zealand as part of the video resource that they made. I went to its launch in Gisborne last year sometime now, and it was phenomenal. People were literally in tears, and these young people were so brave to be able to stand up and share their stories. And now that resource is going to go to every high school in the Gisborne area. They've already got agreement. It was done in conjunction with strong local leadership, kaupapa Māori models, and with student and young people voice all over it. And if that's in every school where young people are affected by trauma and have an avenue now that they can talk about that or bring up their own issues, then hopefully that stops the stigma of not being able, that harden up stigma. Never mind harden up. What we should be saying to our youth is soften up. It's okay. You know, you're allowed to be soft. You're allowed to have a moment. We all do. We all do. And share and talk with one another and help support each other through times of crisis and trial.
Well, you've actually answered all my questions with the answers you've already given, but was there anything else you just wanted to add for further comment?
Well, I think, you know, this is the biggest social issue facing our youth in this country. When we have the highest rates of youth suicide in the world, and Māori are disproportionately affected by that, then we must pay more attention. We're obviously not doing it right. There are a number of conflicting reasons, but it is time to put the spotlight on it and bring it into the open. And so I've loved what the All Blacks have been doing with their hashtag #TuTiramai. You know, get out there, talk to one another, build a strong, resilient community together. It's going to take all of us and not just the government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.